stand to hear you whine. You hate the skinhead in me. I hate the tyrant in you. But you won't show your face. So what are we gonna do? I am the one that you fear. The one you talk about. Come and confront me right here. Come on, let's have it out. I am the one that you fear.
Hello, welcome back to Rance Rock and Reggae, and hopefully everyone remembered to turn off their devices yesterday and missed the EAS test. Some people that didn't turn off their devices, I heard they got like headaches and tinnitus, which by the way is pronounced tinnitus, not tinnitus. So anyway, you may be wondering, well, I'm looking so fashionable on today's episode because I figured, you know, I'm going to go with the theme of today's episode, which is apparently that I'm some type of threat. So I wanted to look a little bit threatening. I try to look, put some tactical gear and obviously for the purpose of sitting in front of a camera and talking, I'm a little bit overdressed, but the government are a little bit overdressed and a little bit overdoing it as well over somebody who tends to sit in front of a camera and talk. So what am I talking about? And why did I play the song Targeted Individual at the beginning? Because this is the Targeted by the Fed special, and the focus is me. I apparently am a person of special interest to the federal government. They just are really big fans and they just love me. They're like, you ever hear of stans, stalker fans? They kind of like follow behind and get obsessed, and they'll do even bad things to you if they feel that you're not, you know, treating them right as fans. Well, that's basically what apparently all of the fucking alphabet organizations have decided to be for me. So I'm feeling real special right now, because looking back, you know, these guys, they're kind of into me. So what am I talking about? Let's go back. And I made a little video compilation here because you know how I love to do that on this show, especially for humorous purposes. And this is, you know, somewhat humorous, but it's almost like you kind of have to laugh to keep from crying because it's so fucking ridiculous that this is what my tax dollars are going to essentially gang stalk me. But then remember, gang stalking isn't real. It's a figment of my imagination, even though I've just received alerts several times that a group has been requesting access to my emails and looking into my activities. That sounds like stalking by a gang, but what do I know? I'm just the person being gang stalked, right? So let's have a look back. And this first one is a voicemail that I received. And this was when Trump was still in office, 2019, when the FBI decided, you know, hey, Natasha's of interest to us. But then it goes forward to a totally different instance of the FBI actually showing up at my house. And then it goes on to what I received yesterday, oddly enough, during the time when all the devices were off for the signal burst. But Homeland Security wants to get in on the game too. They say, oh shit, FBI, we are jealous. You get to spend so much time looking at Natasha. Oh my God, wow. So here you go. Have a look at this.
Yes, huh? Hi. My name is Mike Lasiga. I'm an agent with the FBI in Chicago. I'm trying to reach Natasha Thompson. I just have a general question, nothing of concern. Actually, just kind of looking to see if you can answer a question for me and help me out. So if this is your phone, please reach out to me. You can reach me at 312-898-1131. That's 312-898-1131. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so this is supposedly the FBI.
Sorry to barge in on you like this.
Okay.
But, like I said, we're with the FBI here in Peoria, and,
I didn't even know we had an FBI in Peoria, but okay.
You know, I did not until I was hired here, but, anyways, so we get a lot of I would call them complaints, but we get a lot of information from the public, stuff they see online and whatnot.
Okay.
And we have to go out and talk to
people. Are you guys, like, hear about a meme or something?
Because
this seems crazy.
It's kind of in that realm, yes. and yes, I understand. It is a little crazy. We have to do this all the time.
Okay.
So, but long story short, it probably would have been in fall of last year. There was... Let me see. I'm just reading it to you. I'm just trying. Had an Instagram account, Chicago Rude Gyal, G-Y-A-L 79. Does that ring a bell?
I don't know who runs what on the internet, and people change their names all the time, so
sure.
I cannot confirm nor deny, because the person you're talking about has had about 30 different names online. So I don't know if it was that person, but there are also people that impersonate other people. So I can't say who's who on the internet.
Gotcha.
And also, you know, I'm in a band. I have a lot of people that talk to me with fake accounts and things like that. You
really?
Know.
What kind of band?
It's reggae.
Reggae?
Mm-hmm.
Got a good drummer?
I'm looking for one. You play?
Not real good, but So, like I said, yeah, it would have been fall of last year. Apparently, she received a message, a woman whose face had been cut. And it said, the sum total of your human worth rests on something that can be ruined with a box cutter. And the woman's throat had been sliced. And then it says, don't ever catch yourself looking down on someone else.
Definitely not something I said.
Dear Google user, Google received and responded to a legal process issued by the Department of Homeland Security compelling the release of information related to your Google account. A court order previously prohibited Google from notifying you of the legal process. We are now permitted to disclose the receipt of the legal process to you. The agency reference number or case number on the legal process is R220-2174.
That the software that a lot of these devices use is capable of capturing things like your text messages, the numbers you're calling and receiving calls from.
So as you see, Homeland Security, for some reason, wanted to look into my Google account. Now, it's both sickening because obviously this is tax dollars being spent on harassing, stalking an American citizen for absolutely no good reason. But then it's also kind of funny and ridiculous because, like, is this what they do if there was somebody that was like a real terrorist? Well, you know, I bet where all the good stuff is in their Google account. That's where they do all of their shady terror. Is that where people really be doing that? Going on Google to do terror stuff? Pretty sure they're not. They're probably using like weird, shady direct communications and burner phones and shit. Like, I mean, haven't you guys seen these fucking movies? Don't you guys have consultants working in Hollywood telling them to put all this shit in the movies? That's supposedly the way the terrorists work, right? And so I don't really know what's the supposed cause. I guess it's all my big shit talking about how I don't like their policies or whatever. But I have submitted FOIA, Freedom of Information Act requests to DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to figure out what the fuck are they looking at me and my Google for? Why? What's the deal? So I will be getting back to that once I receive a response about the FOIA request. And while we're speaking about freedom of information, you know, when I was compiling that video, at first I was almost going to censor the FBI agent's phone number, but then I thought, wait a minute. This is a public fucking servant. This is public information. And I want people that are my followers, if they get contacted by this number, to know what the fuck it is. And say he doesn't leave a message. Well, now you know that's an FBI number that contacted you. Also, do you notice that the number that he contacted me from, where it says the voicemail came from, and the number that he told me to contact him at were two different numbers? And I don't know what that one was about because I never contacted the guy back. But it just automatically seems ridiculous. I'm a civilian, just a working class citizen. I do music and some political media on the internet. I've done some protests, things like that. But what are you spending your money contacting me about? I want you to answer some questions. See if you can help me out. Help you out? You get a fucking paycheck off of my dime. And every other citizen's dime. That says that you're supposed to be the one to find answers to questions. You're not supposed to expect me to provide that for you. That is a ridiculous request. I submit a FOIA because I am owed information as a citizen by the government. They are supposed to provide me with answers, not the fucking other way around. Once again, the servant is attempted to usurp the whip hand. This is not acceptable. All right. Whatever they were asking me about in 2019. Then in 2021, they're at my door about a meme, which, by the way, was poorly made. Low resolution, and it wasn't even funny, and it was against race mixing. Obviously, I'm multiracial, my family is multiracial, so why would I bother to send an unfunny, low quality, anti-race mixing meme to some Antifa bitch? That was the most ridiculous thing. They should have just said, this is not even a credible claim. This is ridiculous. They should have not spent their money, time, whatever, to come send a shitty drummer to my door, useless person to my door, just to have them turn around. And, you know, on that clip, actually, my phone unfortunately ran out of battery, or maybe it was EMP, whatever, but it died. And I didn't get to record me telling them that, you know, they shouldn't be wasting tax dollars on this. And when they said, well, we're going to go have some coffee, and I laughed at them, I said, on my dime. But unfortunately, I didn't get that on the video. So anyway, I just find it ridiculous that with war, starvation, just all sorts of terrible things going around the world, why I'm the focus, me, Natasha Devine. What is so, you know, scary and crazy about that? You know, the things that I say are what? That's so far-fetched to say that I don't think we should be going to war or spending our tax dollars on all of these various boondoggles. This is terrorist activity. It's fucking ridiculous. Meanwhile, how many like actual acts of violence and terrorism have occurred on U.S. soil that slipped through the cracks while they were busy with dumb bullshit, like trying to look in my fucking Google account or call me and expect them to call them back? Just to answer some questions, help me out. What the fuck? FBI, fucking bumbling idiots. But and as you see, it's also DHS. Every fucking alphabet boy is apparently the IQ and EQ level of an actual boy. These are not grown men, because a grown man would think and say, hey, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to go out here looking like a damn fool doing this bullshit. And I would rather quit my job before I go and piss on the Constitution and also denigrate my own fucking self-worth by doing this shit. So I just decided, you know, like, these guys are so busy. Like, what's Natasha up to? Looking into my motherfucking business. Let's take a look at, well, what have you boys been up to?
Thank you. not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not.
So, look at what kind of dirty business y'all bitches been up to. You know, you want to look at my, let's look at your fucking emails, huh? Furries and fucking occult neo-Nazi books. This is what y'all are doing? And you're going to look at me like I'm doing some weird or shady shit? This is fucking bizarro world, isn't it? I mean, I've heard of it being called clown world, where people just, you know, just lying or bullshit, but this is totally bizarro. How do you expect the people of this fucking country to respect the law and the government and your organizations with all your alphabet letters if this is the type of behavior you routinely engage in? Not just, oh, well, this was just one case of somebody sent in a bad tip. And, you know, this happens regularly. Meanwhile, as just shown in that video clip there, they're doing the most ridiculous, shady shit, radicalizing people, grooming people to basically do false flags. And you're going to fucking look at me and want to ask Google to look at my fucking email? Nah, bruh. Unacceptable. Can I get my money back, my tax dollars, please? For fuck's sake. Anyway. The fact that, you know, everything always gets, you know, they take it seriously, even though when it's ridiculous, okay, with regards to me. But yet if I raise a concern about, hey, you know, maybe these people, these Antifa people, you know, doxing people and threatening them is a bad thing. Oh, I'm the shady one? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
So, I have had a lot of controversial content. I had two domestic terrorism specials, one about the MOVE bombing in Philadelphia and John and Ramona Africa, and I broadcast Ramona Africa interview. And then the other one was Randy Weaver, and I broadcast an interview with Randy Weaver. Neither of these two interviews were done by me. I've never come into contact with these individuals, but the fact that I put them under the same banner made the feds, I think, very uncomfortable. So maybe that was an issue. But this is information that's not secret. It's not classified. This is information that the public needs to know about, and it's freely available, but people just aren't really talking about it. The fact that the United States has killed their own citizens for essentially what amounts to political reasons. In Philadelphia, they bombed a home with children in it. John Africa and others died. In the case of Ruby Ridge, they shot a woman holding a baby and a dog, and a man as well. But the ruthlessness needs to be exposed and called to task. We can't just say, oh, well, he was, we think, even though, you know, whatever, this is a, you know, a matter of opinion, but, oh, well, he was racist, or he was friends with people in the Aryan Nation. It doesn't mean that he deserves to fucking have the feds shoot his dog and a little boy and a woman, his wife, you know? So, and the same thing that, oh, well, they were left-wing communists. That doesn't mean that they deserved for the fucking police to literally bomb their house. And this othering of your fellow citizens is what allows for these government officials to push the tyranny. Well, it happened to this undesirable group first. It still fucking happened. It's not supposed to happen to anybody on American soil. I don't care if there's a black supremacist, white supremacist, purple supremacist, spaghetti supremacist, fucking devil worshiper, extreme Muslim. I don't give a rat's ass. The Constitution is for all fucking citizens of this country. These niggas seem to fucking forgot that, but it is the supreme law of the land. There's no mandate, no motherfucking rule, no little protocol that we have in our organization or, you know, any of that shit that somehow supersedes or overrules the Constitution. It is the supreme law of the land. Supreme law of the land means supreme law of the land, period. I saw a good sticker on a car the other day. It said it doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. And I had a little picture of the Constitution on it. And that's where I'm going to fucking end off. Reread the Constitution. Stop funding these fucking alphabet organizations that are doing nothing to help this country. All they're doing is harassing regular citizens like me and others and then taking people to be informants and grooming them to fucking do terrorism. They're not doing anything cool. Defund them now. Good night, folks. Enjoy this clever advertisement.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass, boring wardrobe? Answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fight Week. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightweek.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang. Fightwing.com now!
The very same bug you put on just like you are in the right, but I don't know how you sleep at night, spreading lies, having no spine. How can the people around you stand to hear you whine? You hate the skinhead of me, I hate the tyrant in you, but you won't show your face. So what are we gonna do? I am the one that you fear, the one you talk about. Pull up and shout.
the software that a lot of these devices use is capable of capturing things like your text messages, the numbers you're calling and receiving calls from.
Thank you.